Life Audio.
Many people have access to God's Word, but they never open it and never get around to reading the treasures it contains. Well, today we have the opportunity to take full advantage of our access to the Bible by reading it together and praying through the teaching we find in it. I'm excited to dig in, just as I am every day, but before we do, let's pause for a very quick message from our sponsors, and then we'll read God's Word together. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, which says, "Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good." Healthy bodies feel hunger. Hunger is a good thing. It's a sign that our bodies have an appetite for what will nourish us. It's confirmation that our brain is giving off signals that more nutrients are needed to sustain us. Even infants are aware of their need for nourishment. God has given them the instinctive ability to cry as a signal to their mothers that it's time to be fed. They crave the nourishment their mother's milk can provide, and their little stomachs are fed nutrients and antibodies that keep them healthy and help them fight off disease and infection. In the spiritual sense, God's Word encourages us to long for the spiritual nourishment He seeks to provide. As we ingest the content of His Word and the counsel of the Holy Spirit, our faith in Christ matures. Our salvation becomes more evident. We progress from spiritual infancy towards spiritual maturity. There are all kinds of things set before us each day that we may tend to crave and pursue. But if it's our desire to possess a faith in Christ that's growing stronger and healthier, we need the nourishment of His Word. Let's pray. Lord, we're thankful for Your Word, and we're grateful for the privilege that You've given us today to be able to read it together. And Lord, we're grateful for the counsel that You gave to us through the Apostle Peter as You inspired him to write these words down. Lord, You tell us that just like an infant craves food, just like an infant is craving his mother's milk, You've called us to crave for spiritual milk, spiritual nourishment to help guide us and strengthen us. And Lord, we're grateful that You've given us spiritual nourishment in Your Word. You give us opportunities to hear it. You give us opportunities to read it. Your Holy Spirit teaches us to apply it to our lives, and He helps us make sense of it. Lord, when we look at this portion of Your Word, we realize that You desire that we crave nourishment from Your Word. You want us to desire it. You want us to seek it out. And Lord, we're so grateful that You've given us access to it. Lord, sometimes we go through stretches of time where maybe we aren't prioritizing Your Word in our lives. And if that's the case for us right now, we pray that You'd help us to get back on track, that we would look at what Your Word states and that we would be serious about it, that we would value it, that we would apply it, that we would listen to the counsel You've given to us there. Because we know that if we go off in a direction that is in the opposite direction from what Your Word is counseling us to do, we're setting ourselves up for doom. We're setting ourselves up for failure. We're putting ourselves in a position where we're going to deal with so many unnecessary problems in life. But when we listen to the counsel of Your Word, when we apply it to our lives and take it seriously, we experience Your peace. We make less mistakes. We learn more about Your heart and Your nature. And You foster a desire within us to listen to Your counsel. So we thank You, Lord, for Your Word. We thank You that You've given us access to it. And by Your grace, we pray that we would learn to apply it to our day-to-day lives. We commit this day to Your care, and we thank You for all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.